Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish up Simen Shin Tzadi Zayin and also begin Simen Shin Tzadi Ches. So we're up to Simen Shin Tzadi Zayin, Si'if Tes Zayin. Today is Reish Samach Gimel Amud Beis, page 526. It says, the Shulchan Aruch Si'if Tes Zayin, Milei Mayim Mibar Shel Hefker L'Tzarech Chaveru. If you fill up water from a bar that's Hefker for the sake of somebody else, not for yourself. So whose Tchum is the water bound by? Your Tchum or the guy who you filled it up for? Hareim Karagli Amimalei. It goes by the person who filled up the water, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Af achar shemesarim liyado, even though you've already given it to the other party who you filled it up for, v'atam, and the reason is, even though we normally paskin that if you pick up a metziah for somebody else, something from Hefker for the sake of somebody else, that other person is kona, meaning we apply the principle of hainu misha migo d'zachin nafshi zachin amil chavrei, that since you have the right to be kona it for yourself, you have the right to be kona it on behalf of that other person as well. V'kiven d'lo zachi ela mikocho harehim keraglov. But since he's only the other party only has the ability to be kona it through you, it's because miko d'zachi l'nafshei zachi l'chavrei. Yes, zachan l'adam shal b'fanav. I can make the kinyan on his behalf, but I'm only empowered to do that because I can make the kinyan for myself, and therefore it's going to be subject to the ragle hamimalev, the person who fills it up. But says the Mishnah Berurah, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But vayin b'beral. If you look in the Bir Alacha with great detail, this is why we have such a short Mishnah Berurah today, because Bir Alacha takes up so much space, that with great detail he describes that so many, that many Rishonim disagree with this. Vida, and you should know, if it wasn't a bar shel hefker, let's say it was a bar that belonged to Shnei Shutafim, to two partners, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven fills up water for the sake of Shimon, then even the Shulchan Aruch would agree, everyone would agree that it goes by the tchum of Shimon, shari michalko nasano, because you're giving him that which rightfully belongs to him. You're giving him from his half, from his portion. To be the rabbanon kamilon diyesh breira. When it comes to din with rabbanon, we assume yesh breira. So it's over adav lemafreya that this water was his the whole time. Veinuzoch klal michelik harishon. So Shimon is not only getting it through Reuven. Shimon is getting it himself. It's his chelik. Sif yudzayin. Mishay lo peros mufkadim biir acheres ruchokem imenu. Let's say you have peros in a different city, far away from where you are, but it's your stuff and it's kept somewhere else outside of the tchum of where you are. But there's an eruv tchumin that the people that live in that city have that would allow them to come visit you. Are they allowed to bring your peros with them when they come visit you on Shabbos? So it's outside of the tchum, but they have an eruv that would bridge that gap. So lo yaviu lo mi perosav sheperosav kamohu. They cannot bring your peros to you because your peros are subject to your tchum Shabbos, and you don't have an eruv, so they cannot bring it to you. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sheperos of kamo varei hu lo iniach eruv. He didn't have an eruv, and therefore they cannot bring your peros to you. Says Shulchan Aruch b'med dvar mamurim kishich adam karen zavis. That's only true if you designated a space, if there was a designated space in the house to keep those peros. Avalim lo yichidam. But if there was never a designated space where those peros should be kept, hareim kragli zashem of kadim etzlo. Then the people who are being shomer those peros really have taken responsibility for them, and if they've taken responsibility for them, it goes by their tchum, not by your tchum, and therefore they would be allowed to bring those peros to you because those peros would be considered like their tchum, and they have an eruv tchumin. Mishnah Berurah memav kishe lahem keren zavis, that the whole case of them not being allowed to bring the peros is only when there was a designated spot where these peros were being kept. Dahainu shulshe beis of armalei ha beis hakamach, where the guy says, where can I keep my peros? And they said, here, this is a house, you put it wherever you want. Shein kan kabal shmir, but we're accepting no responsibility for it. Leficha chayrim birshos bailim. That's why the peros are subject to the tchum of the bailim of the peros. Upashut du adin shari. It doesn't have to be that yichlo keren zavis. It could just be that any time no one else takes responsibility of shmira, so it stays in the tchum of the bailim. And you can learn in chosh mishpat when we assume that there is a kabbalah shmira, when we assume there's not a kabbalah shmira. Lo yichadem el kiblan tachas reshuso berchu yuso kaimi l'ficha yireim karaglav. That if they were mekabelit, but it's in his reshus and it's in his achrayus, so then they take on the the status of that person who has the achrayus for it. So we said that it has the status of raglize shehim ufkadim etzlo, because they've taken responsibility for it. And if it's in their tchum, the people who in that city who have access to those payros, imheim lo ervu, if they didn't make an eruv, asr lo lahavi anetzlo, the guy who owns those payros cannot go fetch them and bring them back to his location, vafiluk she'eruv, even though he may have an eruv that bridges the two cities. So he has the right to go all the way to the city where his payros are, but if they were mekabel shmira on his payros, he cannot bring his payros back to where he started, because the payros are subject to the tchum of the people who are watching it. That's only if he stam left the payros there. And then he decided, you know what, I would like to have these payros on Yom Tov. But if it was understood that he was going to take these payros in Yom Tov, then for sure it stays in the reshus of the Bailin, because it was already determined before Yom Tov that he wants access to these payros. Sif Yulches, Misha Ziminatzo Orchim B'Yom Tov. Someone has guests coming over on Yom Tov, lo yulichu b'yad amanus l'makam shein balasu the yachalei lichbo. They're not allowed to bring pieces of food from that meal to a place where the balasuda is not allowed to go, to a place that's outside the tchum of the balasuda. Unless he did a kinyan for them to be koned this food, meaning when I invite people to my house and I give them food, it's my food that they're eating. So therefore, all of the food is subject to my tchum shabbos. Ah, but I'm putting it out in front of them. Yeah, but unless I made a kinyan for them to be the owners of it, right? Nafkamina would be is shaila in halacha that if let's say I have a bunch of guests over and there's a young man at my table and a young woman at the table, and the young man looks at the young woman and he's like, oh, she looks like she'd be a good wife material. So he picks up a piece of chicken. He motions to two guys across the table. You guys not related to each other. Pay attention. Harei mukadeshes lib chicken zoo kadas Moshe v'Yisrael. So mukadeshes away in mukadeshes. Right? Is it his or is it not his? Is it mine and he's just eating it, or is it his? So it sounds from here, it's mine. He has no ability to be mukadesh anisha with it because it's subject to my tchum Shabbos because it's mine. The mem dalid b'yom tov who adinim is mina mi ba'od yom. Right, Enochinami, Enochinami. We're not getting into the whole Chosha Mishpat issue now, but Enochinami. It could be that he does make a kinyan on it. Question whether he could do that on Shabbos now. But B'yom Tov, Hu Adinim Imizmina Mibod Yom, the same is true if he invited them on Erev Yom Tov, Kol Shalo Zikalahen, Harehin B'Rishos Bal HaSuda. As long as he was not Mizaka for them, it's in the Rishos of the Bal HaSuda, Shekona Shvisa Etzlo, because they were Kona Shvisa to him, by him, Kudim Sayim Elim Kain Zika. And that's why it says, unless you were Mizaka it to them in advance, in which case, it would go by their tchum. Now let's begin Simen Shin Sadiches. This now we're going to discuss Heich Modidin Al Payim Amma, that we know the tchum Shabbos beyond the four amos or the city walls. You have an additional 2,000 amos. How do we measure those 2,000 amos? Sif Aleph Habo Limdor Al Payim Amma Shal Tchum Iir. If you want to measure the 2,000 amos of the tchum of the city, Im Hoisi Iir Aricha VeKatina. If the city was a rectangular shape, O Shaisim Ruba As Velo LeRibua Olam, or even if it's a square shape, but it's not exactly with a flat, you know, the one side of the square is north, is due north, one side due east, one side, it's you know, angled like a diamond, you know, in terms of the directions of the world. Holy Yeshla Arba Zovios Shavios Shavos, since it does have four right angles and four corners, Manichamos of Kemoshehi, Umodun al Paimam al Kuruach Mabaruch Se. That's the simplest measurement of 2,000 amos. You keep it as is and just measure 2,000 amos beyond the walls of the city. Aricha u'katina mishmur peir she'en rachba ka'arka. It means that it's rectangular, not square. V'lo l'ribua olam, or square, but not coordinated with the ruchas olam, with north, south, east, west. Hainu she'en omed tzafon l'tzafon olam, u'drom l'dorim olam, el balachson. It's on an angle. It's on a tilt. Arba zavi yoshavos, afuke k'shiruchav mitzarech l'ktsar mitzarecher. Meaning this, it's got to be, it cannot be like a triangle or like a rhombus or something like that. I don't even know what a rhombus is. I just remember the word from geometry. But it has to be that it's straight lines that make up the that make up the sides of the city. We're going to see in Sif Dalet that if it's not straight lines, then we have to straighten them before we start measuring the 2,000 amos. Kemoshehi hainu ba'aricha v'katina ein mosif en al rach b'lashvos al arka. If it's rectangular, we don't first square it off and then measure the 2,000 amos. V'chein k'sheinim urbas l'ribu olam. And likewise, when it's tilted at an angle, when it's like a diamond, as opposed to north to the north and south to the south, ein mosif en alel rabeo sabribu olam k'mo b'siv gimel. We're also not going to square it off to make it a square where the north is perfectly north and the south is perfectly south, etc., and then measure the 2,000 amos. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sif Tes Zayin, we said that if a person fills up water from a bor shel hefker for the sake of somebody else, it follows the, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it follows the tchum of the person who did the filling, but many other Rishonim argue and say it follows the tchum of the guy you did the filling for. However, if it was two shutafim and one was mimali for the other person, it for sure goes by the person you did it for. In Sif Yud Zayin, we said that if you have a peros in a different city and those peros are subject to your tchum, not to the tchum of the people that live in those in that city, unless they were mekabel achrayus for it. If they're mekabel achrayus for it, then it's subject to their tchum. And then in Sif Yud Ches, we said that if you invite guests for a Yom Tov meal, since all the food in your house was kodesh shvisa by you, it's subject to your tchum Shabbos. Those guests are not allowed to carry it beyond your tchum Shabbos, even if it's within their tchum Shabbos. And then in Shin Tzadik Ches Sif Aleph, we said that if you have a city that has four right angles, whether it's a square or a rectangle, it's going to be very easy to measure the 2,000 amos. You just go 2,000 amos beyond the city limits in all directions. Okay, Bezrachem, on Sunday we'll pick up with Shin Tzadik Ches Sif Beis.